the cartel activity and the illegal immigration and all that is not just a win for the United States. It's a win for Mexico as well. They know that, and that's why it's good that we work together on that.
What's your position on DACA?
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so
Representative Cincomani, what's your position on DACA?
Thank you.
Do you support the DHS?
Did you see my votes this week on DACA?
No, I'd like to
You should check them out. All right, so on the Appropriations Committee, there was... you should check out that we just passed the government funding bill, one of them in the Appropriations Committee. And also the last week, there was another bill proposed for the legislative branch. That one talked about allowing DACA students to work within our building at the on the Hill. And then also the other one to allow them to work on different federal buildings around the country. I voted in favor of those. I was one of three Republicans that did that because I've always been supportive of DACA. Now, that's this year. I voted for those in 2024, and I voted for those as well in 2023. So I've been very consistent on those two bills on supporting the efforts that we can do through the Appropriations Committee, which is not solving the issue, but I'm going to take any opportunity that we have to really look at this and be able to fix something for our DACA recipients.
So you still support a path to permanency for DACA residents?
This is part of the process on that. It is to allow them to, for example, be able to go to our schools, right, our universities, and also be able to work on this. So these are votes and opportunities that have been taken. We need a broader effort on this, but I've been very clear on this, that our DACA students deserve a shot at the American dream, and we need to do all that we can to be able to
support DHS arresting DACA recipients? Do you support the arrest of DACA recipients?